Hey, this is Kurt Isles. I want to welcome you to the Creek Bank. We're sitting here on the porch of the old house today. I'm in my red rocker. We just had a big storm last night that just trees blew down. Electricity was out. It was really something else. And so it's Friday evening. It's about 7:30. The day's starting to set. Rain's still on the tin roof. It's quiet. Even the birds aren't singing that much this afternoon. It's as if everybody's taking a deep breath after the storm. Well, today I want to go a little different direction. I want to read to you from my second novel called A Good Place. And I'll read to you a passage I call Snake Popping. Now, about a month ago on my blog, I wrote an article called The First Snake of the Summer, First Snake of the Year. And in that article, I just talked a lot about snakes, as I've always been fascinated with snakes. I got a lot of feedback, both on Facebook and through my blog, with people telling snake stories. And Garrett Green, one of my favorite dry crickets, reminded me of the age-old art of snake popping. Now, you got to get this picture. Some of you aren't going to believe it happens. Some of you aren't going to believe anybody could do it. I'll say this, I've seen it. Snake popping is when you grab a snake by the tail, and you whirl it in an arc like a rope, and then snap it like a whip, and the head will fly off. Now, some of you say, I just don't believe that's true. It is true. First time I saw it was when my friends Tinker Mahaffey pulled a chicken snake right off the bark of a tree and did that. It impressed me so much. Garrett Green told me that his kids are all preteeners, that he did it for his kids, and he will always be a big hero in their life because of snake popping. So I want to read you today a story from A Good Place about Mayo Moore. Let me tell you about Mayo. He is the main character who's telling the story, first person in the book, A Good Place. And Mayo lives in no man's land. Like I told you, he's about 12 years old. And Mayo is half Irish, half redbone. Now remember this, his dad came from Ireland. If you know anything about snakes, you know something about Ireland and snakes. And his mom, woodswoman. His mom's family, they're not scared of snakes. They've been around snakes all their life. And so get this picture of Mayo telling a story about snake popping. Now, my daddy, who'd grown up in snakeless Ireland, was scared to death of snakes. Not just poisonous ones, but all snakes. I believe a foot-long garter snake put the same fear of the Lord in him as a large timber rattler. He loved telling the story of St. Patrick tossing Ireland snakes off the mountain near his hometown. And laughing as he said, of all the snakes tossed out of Ireland, I think every one ended up in Louisiana. I didn't believe that fear of snakes in myself. In fact, I've always been fascinated with them. I grew up in a world where boys caught snakes. Now, I wasn't stupid. I was careful with copperheads or water moccasins, but I wasn't one bit afraid of the harmless ones making up most of our snake population. I'd learned a great deal of snakes from my Uncle Eli. Uncle Eli, my mama's brother, he was fearless with them and taught me both how to identify and handle them. How ironic that after he'd nearly died from a rattler bite as a boy, he'd been bitten twice since then by copperheads, and they had little effect on him. He claimed to be immune to snake poison. Uncle Eli was a whiz at a lot of skills and passed a lot of his know-how on to me. Among his varied skills, one I admire the most, snake popping. He'd catch a snake by the tail, most often a chicken snake, and pop the snake like a whip. It snapped wide enough force and tight enough grip on the tail, the snake's head would pop right off. It was an impressive sight. Eli taught me how to do it, and I was rightfully proud of my newfound skill. On this fateful day, I was cleaning out the old corn crib and unearthed a 3-foot-long chicken snake under the corn shucks. In spite of its normal diet of rats, which we hated rats, we also detested chicken snakes because it ate our eggs. And so whenever we saw one on our place, we killed it. Since it was winter, this chicken snake was sluggish and easily caught. Just as I left the crib, holding the snake with both hands, was when fate took over. My Irish daddy came around the barn, whistling, carrying a pail of milk in his hand. I thought this was a perfect time to show him my new snake popping skill, figuring he'd be properly impressed with my brave action. Laying the chicken snake on the ground, I grasped its tail and with a mighty whipping action propelled the snake in an arc. And that's when the trouble began. I didn't have as good of a grip as I should have, and my whipping motion didn't result in the head popping off. Rather, it caused the entire chicken snake to fly out of my hands. In horror, I watched as it went straight to the air from my Irish daddy, who stood frozen with his mouth open. The snake twirled in a long arc like a stretched rubber band, and its downward path landed on Daddy, wrapping itself around his leg. Mama, who was on the porch and saw it all, later commented, "My man Joe got religion when that snake wrapped around his leg." Now, the bucket of milk was the first casualty, flying upward 10 feet into the air before coming back to earth, milk spilling in every direction. But that wasn't the end of the flying. Daddy got a hold of the snake and flung it across the yard. Once again, like a thrown rope, the poor snake was airborne, finally hitting the barn with a loud thump before sliding to the ground. Now, I should have sprinted for the safety of the woods, but could only watch in horror. Daddy was hollering in Irish, which is what he did when he was mad or scared. He was a lot of both at the moment. I glanced around at the porch for help from my mama, but she stood with her hand over her face, trying to suppress a laughing fit, and I heard her say, "Joe, ain't no use crying over spilt milk." The story goes on past this when the dog, in the next part of this story, the dog gets hold of the snake, and he gives it a fling. Well, and I won't tell you. I bet you know where it goes next. I've been thinking about snake popping, and when I put this in my blog, one of my friends, Becky Cady, told me this story. Becky and Herb Cady served for 20 years with the International Mission Board in Tanzania, and they worked with the Maasai tribe. And one day, Becky Cady, was speaking to a group of women in an African church. I remember dirt floor, thatch roof. And she was speaking to this group of women, and she was speaking Swahili. The translator was translating into Maasai, and all of a sudden, out of the place in the hole, came on the snake. It wasn't just any African snake. It was a black mamba. Now, I learned real quick when I got to Africa, Africans are scared of any snake. The black mamba is by far the most feared snake. A bite from the black mamba is usually fatal. And so in this group of women, Maasai women, with Becky trying to teach, the snake comes out. And Becky said everybody just froze in horror for 1 second. And then an old Maasai woman jumped up, grabbed the snake by the tail, and I bet you can guess, popped its head off in an arc. And she threw the snake body out the door and said, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to get out of this house." You know what? You cannot make up a story better than that. I'm glad I got to tell you today about the snake popping. I don't recommend you go out and try it, but I hope you'll believe it happened. In fact, I bet if you look on YouTube, you can find somebody doing it. And it might be my friend Tinker Mahaffey. We enjoy being together with you here at Creek Bank on the Porch and just telling stories. I hope you like our informal manner. That's the way we are. That's the way we're going to be. And so I'm wishing you a good day from a rocking chair on the porch at the old house in Dry Creek, right on the edge of Crooked Bayou Swamp. As always, we'll see you soon. In the meantime, we'll leave the screen door unlatched for you.